freedom. Many years later, Moses was in the desert on Mount Sinai. The angel of the Always Present One appeared to Moses in the flames of fire from within a bush. Moses could see that the bush was on fire, yet the bush did not burn up. So Moses thought, I must go over there now and see this unusual sight. Why doesn't the bush burn up? When the Always Present One, God, saw that Moses came over to look, God called out to him from inside the bush. He said, Moses, Moses. Moses answered, I'm here. God said, Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals from your feet, because the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his own face because he was afraid to look at the one true God. The Lord said to him, I have seen my people suffer much in Egypt. I have heard my people moaning. I have come down to rescue them. And now, Moses, come on, I am sending you back to Egypt. I will give them the land of Canaan, the same land that I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But Moses was afraid. He did not want to go back to Egypt and Pharaoh, its king. Why? Because Moses thought he was not a good speaker. So God sent Aaron, Moses' brother, to help him. Moses and his brother Aaron went to King Pharaoh. They said to him, This is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go. But Pharaoh would not listen to them. Instead of letting the Israelites go free, he forced them to work even harder. Pharaoh continued to refuse to allow the Jewish people to leave Egypt. So God sent 10 terrible plagues upon the whole nation of Egypt, but not upon the Jews. This was how God showed the king of Egypt that he was more powerful than Pharaoh and his false gods. God brought his people out of Egypt with great power. Moses led the people out. He did powerful things and miracles in the land of Egypt, at the Red Sea, and in the desert for 40 years. At Mount Sinai, Moses received commands from God, which still live.
Moses gave these commands to the Jews.
Rebellion.
But most of the Jewish people did not want to obey Moses. They rejected him. In their hearts, they wanted to go back to Egypt. The Jews said to Aaron, Make us some gods to lead us. The people made an idol which looked like a calf. Then they brought sacrifices to it. The people were very happy with what they had made with their own hands.
But God turned against them. He stopped trying to change their hearts. But God listened to Moses' prayer on their behalf, and God forgave them. Then Moses came down from the mountain with the 10 commandments from God, and God led the Israelites away from Mount Sinai toward the promised land, Canaan. Later, Joshua led the Jewish people into Canaan to capture the lands of the other nations. The Canaanites worshipped false gods, and they did many other evil things. The Israelites went in, and God drove those pagan people out. God destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, giving their land to his people. But after Joshua died, the Israelites disobeyed God. They did not drive out the rest of the Canaanites, and they refused to obey the laws of the one true God. No, the Israelites began to worship the false gods of the Canaanites instead of Yahweh, the true God. After this, God gave special leaders, or judges, to the Jewish people, until the time of Samuel the prophet. The Israelites continued to sin, and God would punish them. Then they would be sorry, and God would send another deliverer to save them. This pattern happened again and again and again. After about 300 years, the Jews asked Samuel, the last judge, for a king to lead them. God gave them Saul, the son of Kish. Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was king for 40 years. After God removed Saul for disobeying him, he made David their king. God was very pleased with David. God said, David is the man I like. He will do all the things I want him to do.